Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Winfield Mount Union Elementary Principal Gabe Wilder and teachers Barb Phelps and Jessica Carter about the fundraiser they did for a hurricane relief effort in Puerto Rico after an assembly they held at the school last week. With their Change for Change fundraiser, Winfield Mount Union Elementary raised $3,025 for the Luis Munoz Rivera School in San Lorenzo, Puerto Rico. How do you feel after giving that presentation and telling all the students, you know, what it's been like in Puerto Rico and really informing them on the country and the hurricane's effects?
Well, I would say that the students were very attentive. They seemed very inquisitive about how things are going now, about my own personal family, which is very touching. You know, I think it's a unique experience that we get to have, given that our students, our teachers, our community has been so engaged in the hurricane and being willing to provide disaster relief. So it's pretty incredible how engaged people have been through this entire process.
Mm-hmm. And does the school that you're giving the money to, do they know yet how much you guys are giving, or even, you know, what do they know yet so far with this partnership, shall we say?
Yes, I have been in communication with Yamitza, and she has communicated with me a little bit about some of the demographics of the school, some of the things that they need to take care of in the school. And so I communicated to her what to expect in terms of a financial contribution to their school. And she's very thankful and very excited that we get to form a partnership. And she's told me already that she's really excited for when their kids come back to school. They can't wait to form some type of partnership with us.
And do they know when they'll be resuming school there yet?
They do not have that information at this time. As I kind of said earlier in the presentation, there's a whole recertification process that schools have to go through. And basically, a structural engineer has to come and inspect the entire school building and deem it safe. And then they have a criteria of they'll list a number of different items that need to be corrected in the school. And then they have to submit a plan of action. And then when that gets certified by the Department of Education in Puerto Rico, then the school can be reopened. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I don't have information as to when they will be able to submit that application to recertify the school. Yep.
Well, I think those are all the questions I have for you. What grade levels do you guys teach or what you instruct?
I teach second grade.
And I teach kindergarten through fifth grade special ed.
So tell me how you both have been involved in this fundraiser and how it all started, I guess, if you can say.
Well, the day after Hurricane Maria hit, we were in a meeting with Mr. Wilder about other school things, and we could tell that Mr. Wilder was hurting tremendously. So we talked a little bit about that with him, and we left thinking, we need to do something as a school. It's one thing to hurt with somebody who hurts, but it's another thing to do something about that. So we came up with, as a staff, we want to just see our students get involved and figure out how does community help one another. When somebody hurts, we hurt with them, and what do you do about that? So we wrote up a letter.
So the first week of October, we collected pennies. We sent a note home to the families telling them about why we were doing it and about our weeks. And then we also had it in the newspaper. And then the second week, we collected nickels. Then the third week, dimes. Fourth week, quarters. And then the last couple days in October, we just said, donate whatever you can.
Gabe told me a while back that some of the teachers here encouraged or facilitated letter writing. Was that something that either of you did or could tell me about that?
Yeah, my class wrote letters just telling them they were thinking about them and praying for them, and it helped a lot to use Mr. Wilder's family as an example, so it kind of hit home for them, and they came up with all kinds of ideas, and I think other classrooms did the same thing as well. So,
how has it been, you know, getting responses from either students or families in the district and the compassion there with this fundraiser?
Well, for myself, I've had students every single day asking about Mr. Wilder's family and how they're doing and what are things like in Puerto Rico. So it was on the front of their minds, and they were definitely wanting to do what they could for Puerto Rico.
And I've had some community members offer their thoughts and prayers also, even church members in church, just saying, let them know we're praying for them. We had community buckets in several locations at businesses in town. And as people were even bringing me to my, at my house, bringing me their containers of coins, and they'd say, you know, I just empty my pockets every day and I gather this money for who knows what. And they would say, you know, but Puerto Rico needs it more than I do. Well, that just, it hits. And that's powerful. That's powerful testimony for the community that we live in, the people. Some of those people didn't even know Mr. Wilder, but they know he's here with us at our school. That affects them, and that says a lot about us, I think.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Winfield Mount Union Elementary Principal Gabe Wilder and teachers Barb Phelps and Jessica Carter. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.